11 McKeesport area high school students sued their district and its superintendent last week. The federal suit, filed by the ACLU, says the district blocked the creation of a Black student union. The club is meant to celebrate Black culture and history. Its members also want to explore racial disparities in school discipline. District Superintendent Mark Holtzman, meanwhile, has encouraged white and Black students to form a new club. Holtzman says the new group is meant to be more inclusive. 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring spoke with members of the Black Student Union about their effort.
Tell me who each of you are and how old are you?
I'm Grace Walker and I'm 15.
I'm Rosada Webb and I'm 15.
I'm Tanasia Bowling and I'm 15.
Do you think there's been any misunderstanding outside of your circle or the Black Student Union about what's really going on here?
Yes. Like, some people think we're doing it for, like, the wrong reasons, like, if that makes sense.
What would the wrong reasons be?
Like, people say that we're making this group to, like, talk about white people and bash them. And some people said that if we make this group, we're just going to tear everything apart and ruin the school. And then if we make this, like, this club, white people is going to want to make a white student union, and it's just going to divide the whole school up.
What would the group do?
White people can join the group. I don't think it would divide our school, only because so many, like, white and Black people are, like, close friends. So, like, I feel like this group would help more than divide.
So Dr. Holtzman called 15 students over the PA system to try to form a new group that he said would be for all students after you had proposed the Black Student Union and hadn't gotten approval for that yet. And Grace, you were at that meeting with the 15 students. What happened?
So basically, first he brought up how he wanted to give everyone a chance in the school to, like, bring us together. And he was talking about how he wanted a group, or he didn't care what we would name it. And so then he brought up me, and he was like, Grace, you were at the student board meeting. Y'all were thinking about a Black Student Union Club. I was like, yeah. So, like, I was the only one in the whole 15 people who wanted this club. So, like, everyone was like, well, we don't need it. They don't want to bring everyone apart. And Mr. Holtzman, someone asked what made him change his mind, and he said the trial of Antoine Rose made him change his mind. That's what he told everyone.
Made him have reservations about permitting a Black student union.
Yeah, that's what he told us.
And he didn't elaborate beyond that?
Mm-mm.
And Rosanna, you were at the second meeting?
Yes.
Who was in the group? It was just you two, Rosanna and Grace from the Black Student Union. Was there anyone else from the Black Student Union?
No.
Who else was there?
There's like four
That's it.
Black kids.
There's four black kids. The rest are white. The question came up that it was like, what are we going to be called? And he was like, the senior. He was like, that it should be called. Well, he didn't say what it should be called, but he was like, Dr. Holtzman said that people in this group wanted a Black student union, and then he said, but I'm not Black. So, and then everybody just started laughing, and we were just like, all right. And then they made it the McKeesport Student Union.
What? How big was the original group?
Like, four.
And Rosanna and Grace, you both were part of that?
Yes.
Were you, Tynasia?
No, not at the time.
Why did you decide to join eventually?
The meeting they were having at school that Dr. Holtzman put together, Grace would tell me about them, like in lunch or something, and I think that the voice wasn't really being heard about what they really wanted, and I wanted to be a part of that.
So the effort to create the McKeesport Student Union, which was initiated by Dr. Holtzman, motivated you to join the Black Student Union.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't get, if the McKeesport Student Union is a club, then there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
That, I'm still trying to figure out why the Black Student Union isn't together. Like, they called us down for a meeting for the McKeesport Student Union or whatever. That's one meeting. Like, nothing before, nothing prior to that meeting. It just happened. and it was a club automatically. But the Black Student Union, on the other hand, is still pending. I just don't understand that.
You said that there's kind of been a divided response to this within the student body. Have you found that it tends to be Black students who are more supportive or white students? Does it fall along racial lines or?
Sometimes it tends to be more Black students who are more supportive because they like get it. Like some, they follow up on news and stuff. Well, some do, but yeah.
It depends who
it is.
Some white people want to do it.
Yeah.
But some Black people that we talk to don't think that we should have it.
Yeah, some seem scared. Well, people...
They seem scared to get involved, basically. But, I mean, I think they would join it when it's passed. I think they're scared to join it now
because there's so much going on.
Yeah, they don't want nothing to jeopardize.
I'm curious to know, what have you learned so far from this whole experience? So, Tynesha, why don't you start?
So far, I learned that a lot of people don't get a lot of things that we go through, like they don't, and some people don't want to get it, they don't want to hear about it. That's probably one of the reasons why they're trying to shut it down, not talk about anything. That's why I think we should have a Black Student Union to talk about everything.
Do you worry, I mean, the disparities in discipline were a reason to start this group. Do you personally worry, and I'll stick with you, Rosanna, that you are becoming more of a target from authority figures within the school?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
And that hasn't stopped you?
No.
Why?
Because it's not really... I mean, I'm not scared, but, like, if you don't do it, then there's not going to be change.
That's 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring speaking with Tynesha Bowling, Grace Walker, and Rosanna Webb.